Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And he now with Matt Ibike out, what's his next level? Is there another level
for him? Bob, the thing about it is his reps have gone the other direction.
Right.
He's not getting on the... Mike Green had 52. He had 28. And Tavius Robinson had like 54. Owe had 28. Ajabo had 6. Those were the four that were rotating through there.
Now, did Owe gain this muscle mass so he'd be better at setting the edge, which would get him on the field, maybe a three-down player as opposed to a specialist guy?
Yeah. You know what's sad, Bob, is like you had said, Matt Ibike had 2 sacks. I mean, he was basically on pace for a sack a game.
Yep.
And he would have had a big game against Detroit, too. So he was back to his 13 and a half sack form. That's what's the killer, because he'd have made other people around him better. Probably the two biggest disappointments, Bob, so far in the pass rush stuff has been Owe and Travis Jones. Because, I mean, I thought the coaches, they've said it, they thought he was taking that next step.
What, Kevin Ostreicher said he's going to lead the team in sacks this year. Travis Jones we're talking about.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are the... Owe has no sacks, and Travis Jones has no sacks. Yeah.
And he didn't practice yesterday either.
Yeah, and it was, I think, an ankle again. I think I saw it on film. You know, so, I mean, they need production. You know, I mean, if I'm Chuck Smith, I'm saying, come on, guys, you make me look like crap.
Let's bring Nolan McGraw in here. Nolan, how you feeling?
Feeling pretty good today, although, I mean, the thoughts on the Ravens, I didn't think we'd be here. You know, I mean, forget the record at 1-2, danger of being 1-3. Just with the narrative around this team all offseason, the talent on the roster and everything, I didn't think we'd be in a position here where I actually have pretty major concerns about their chances this year, short-term and long-term. And for one player in Matt Ibike to make that big of a difference, you know, I think it's credit to him, but it's not just the loss of him and what he brings in the pass rush or stopping the run. It's what it does to other players. Roquan Smith was a noticeably worse player the other night, in my opinion, because Matt Ibike wasn't there. I'm sure the guys, Washington and Jones, when he did play before Jones got banged up, noticeably worse because Matt Ibike wasn't there. And of course, Lamar Jackson is always that one piece. If he's on the field, they got a shot. If he goes down, well, then season's over.
Right.
But still, if we're picking one person on this defense, could be Kyle Hamilton still. But right now, because we're going through it, I feel like that one piece you can't afford to lose on defense might be Matt Ibike.
It's not a bad thought, Nolan. And you know what makes up for that is if you've got a guy, you know, for example, let's look at like the Packers. They gave away Warren, who was their best run defender. You know, and they couldn't get pressure on the quarterback. Now they go get Micah Parsons, and he's disrupting everything, you know, and he's not getting a ton of sacks, but he disrupts everything. And all of a sudden, the run defense is one of the best in the league. So that's what a pass rushing disruptor. Look at what Myles Garrett does.
Yep.
And look at how he makes other guys around him better. You know, who on the Ravens' defense right now, especially up front, is making people around him better?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Eric DaCosta and the task ahead for him, I mean, he did a lot to build this roster in the first place. And I do have a trust level in him to be aggressive to try to find either a replacement for Matabike or at least some sort of difference maker up front. But again, it's just who's available. What do those teams want? He can be aggressive, but at the end of the day, I just don't know if that person's out there. Like that savior. Is that big piece out there? Is there a Roquan Smith-level addition out there? A Marcus Peters-level addition out there to be had? And those two deals were regarded as bargains or significant in favor of the Ravens for what they had to give up. I could see DaCosta giving up. This could sound crazy, but if the right player is available, I could see him sacrificing a first-round pick. This is truly a win-now mode. Yeah. Lamar's almost 30. We're coming up on it. You know, they've done advantageous things with some other contracts on the team. But you start talking about window, like legit Super Bowl, one of the top three, four teams in the league window. You're staring at it right now. He, to me, should go all in.
Now, with Peters and Roquan, they were contract stalemates with their previous teams. Outside of Trey Hendrickson, who's on a one-year deal.
And that's, that's a non-starter.
The dude, though, to your point? Yeah. Like, I can't think of anyone off the top of my head that could be readily available because there's no long-term future with their current organization.
All right, here's, like, if you're just going to do it in-house, all right, I need Vannoy back healthy. He was the best, by far, the best rusher. They need Mike Jones to step it up. That's what they need.
Mike Green.
Why do I keep calling him Mike Jones?
If Mike Jones can get to the pass quarterback, bring his ass in here, too.
Yeah. They need Mike Green to become that guy. All right. And then in the D-line, Jenkins had 8 tackles, and he weighs about 370. So, and he can keep people off the linebackers. All right. So play him on rundowns. And then in passing situations, put Peoples in. And let him do his spin moves and all that kind of stuff. And then hopefully he can get some penetration up the field. You know, I mean, that's an in-house way to kind of, you know, Band-Aid it through. You know, I mean, that can work because Jenkins, I really liked Jenkins. I thought Jenkins played well in that game. But we just need the linebackers to be free.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing. I mean, because we saw the difference in the Cleveland game, linebackers. You know, in this game, linebackers are 8-9 yards back.
Right.
You know, and that can't happen.
And as far as Mike Green, I'm interested to see hear what you've seen on film, because there was that one play against the Lions. It's third down, and he's dropping back into coverage.
Right.
Could be a one-off thing, but it seems to me like maybe a little overcomplicating things for him, whereas you're so dire for pass rush right now. Why not just say, look, pin your ears back and go get him? You know, why do we have him, you know, trying to play the run, dropping back into coverage, getting exotic? You're so desperate for pass rush. He's the one guy that you could argue with the most skill set or the biggest skill set right now. Just give him one task. Go after the QB.
Yeah, well, he doesn't do a bad job on the run stuff either. With the, you know, like the runs away from him, he's very good at because he's got the rundown speed. And he showed a couple times in that Detroit game, he showed where he was playing fast. He just got to do that more than a couple plays of his 52. But, you know, and he had a real nice rush, but it was against a tight end. He needs to start beating tackles. Once he can start beating tackles, because he kind of just gets engulfed and then just gives up, he's got to start winning. I think Lock and Ford told me yesterday that their win rate was 10% or something. It was horrible, you know.
That's a bad percentage in anything that you do, 10%,
yeah.
When you're trying to be 100%.
Yeah, I mean? So.
But 3 games in, we're not like, oh, my God, this guy's terrible.
No, because he's flashed a couple things, but he just needs to just take a deep breath and, you know, just go play. Just go play.
You and I both said 8 sacks for Green.
Yeah.
Allstriker said Travis Jones would lead the team in sacks. I mean, you're thinking outside the box. Sometimes that kind of blind squirrel mentality.
I thought he'd have 5.
The hype was there.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just, oh, he's going to play more, he's going to be healthy, and he's going to stop the run at an elite level. I mean, Chuck Smith, the pass rush guru, he was the one mentioning Travis Jones by name, that this guy has the interior pass rush skill set. I mean, we got, you know, Aaron Donald comparisons being thrown out there for him and Matabike in the past, but you're not seeing it.
So you got Mahomes this week, Stroud, then Stafford. before the bye. So you've got some high. I mean, I know Stroud's not playing all that great because he doesn't really have a ton of weapons to work with in Houston, but capability is certainly there.
Well, the other
Nico
thing,
Nico Collins is no slouch.
I'm thinking more O-line.
Well, the other thing, all right, like we're saying, all right, what did Detroit do to the Ravens? Why they got seven sacks? They covered the receivers up, you know, and you make the quarterback pull the ball down. That's what they did with Lamar a lot, you know. So if the corners, you know, and the safeties and stuff, cover them up, you know, and then Mahomes, you know, then all of a sudden stuff's going to get crazy because he's going to start to see white jerseys coming at him, and then he's going to be throwing 59%.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, he can use his legs. I mean, he's just
their leading rusher.
Oh, that, but we've seen him in the past. Yep. He's not Lamar level with the elusiveness, but he has that back-breaking ability where he rolls out.
He can get first downs.
And you know he loves to ride the sideline, too, because he wants to bait you for that,
15-yarder.
Exactly.
With his little teeny-tiny steps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You mean shuffling down the field, shuffling to the yard marker? But Ravens, they do have a tall task, but so does Kansas City. One of these teams is going to be 1-3 and at the bottom of their division when this game is completed around 7:30, 8 o'clock on Sunday night. When we come back, NFL lunch, you want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. Going to hear from Lamar and Oway. We got the American League East report and beyond. A team clinched their division last night. We'll talk about that. And maybe the biggest choke job in baseball history is still very much happening before our eyes. And we'll talk real and fantasy football with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. There is a game tonight in the National Football League, which we're going to do our picks for. You can hear that game, by the way, Arizona-Seattle on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.